Greetings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Horror Slashtober. I'm Daniel Shine, joined, as always, by the legit killer, Todd Loya.
I'm not even going to argue, just go.
Pugs Dread probably killed a few people.
Namaste, I plead the fifth.
And Mike Krueger, our living horror movie.
What's up, Gus?
What's up? All right, so we're here to talk about another slasher, and that is Dark Ride. This was part of, I want to say, the second 8 Films to Die For. This was one of the earlier ones. And
well, before we do that, let's go over what we did last time.
Yeah, second one. Yeah, so let's... Krueger, explain this one to us. Yeah. Concept.
Yeah, so Dan completely fucked it up, but it's all good. What we do for Slashtober is rate and review a slasher, and at the end of the episode, we eliminate one movie from our list compiled from our previous episode. So make sure to check those out, and it will leave us down to our final three slashers, aka our three final girls. Now, yes. Now, Todd, our slasher statistics.
I do, and I don't think we've mentioned it yet. This is out of 13 films. We're going to get down to 3. Okay. So, and yeah, we're for now. Okay, so we have eliminated Nightmare, a.k.a. Nightmare. Or, sorry, we have our top contenders. I had a Dan moment. Our final girls are Nightmare, a.k.a. Nightmare in a Damaged Brain, The Dare, and the Dan starring vehicle of Girl House. So those are our three. Eliminated, we have Fade to Black, currently available on Shudder, Killer Party, Dude Bro Massacre Party 3, the last horror film, and our most recent elimination, Pool Party Massacre. So, cool. Dan, what do we have tonight?
All right. Oh, wait, so, yeah. So Dark Ride from director Craig Singer. This one follows a group of 6 friends on a road trip stop off at an amusement park attraction named Dark Ride. Unaware that there's a psychopath who brutally murdered 2 girls who has just escaped from a mental institution and is seeking refuge there. All right. So, yeah, this is kind of an early 8 Films to Die For. People may have forgotten at this point, but these, if you were lucky, you could be in a theater that played all 8. And I kind of miss this in general. They brought it back at one point, but yeah, I miss it. So
it's out there. That was in the very, this was from the very first Horror Fest.
Okay. There you go. Correction then. First one. I knew this was early. So first I want to talk a little bit about the cast, which is pretty cool. We get, Jamie Lynn Sigler from, Sopranos. We've got, Patrick Renna, who, if you don't know the name, that's the Sandlot kid. Yeah. yeah, so it's kind of a fun cast. I remember watching this one and thinking, holy shit, Sandlot. I think even at this point was kind of a little bit old for this, but I enjoyed him kind of being the movie quoting character. So I actually always felt that this one was a little bit underrated. It's another one that doesn't like reinvent the wheel or anything, but it takes place in an old school haunted attraction, Dark Ride. So that gets on your good side right away. It actually feels like one you'd want to check out during, you know, Halloween season. It's a really good one to pair with Hellfest. Like, I mean, Hellfest is kind of the A film, but watch this, then Hellfest. It's a great double. There's some really cool kills in this. There's some funny moments. You get like the old school creepy gas attendant, who I thought was really funny when he like all of a sudden came to life. Now about that blowjob. it's just fun. What did you think of this one, Krueger? Do you like Dark Ride?
So this is the first time watch for me. I like the setting, like you said, of like the bullshit Coney Island. thought the ride was cool as shit. Mm-hmm. Story reminded me, you said of Hellfest. It reminded me of that, but also reminded me of the Funhouse from Toby Hooper.
Yes.
And the Seaside Slasher looked decent. I liked his look when they was like in the hospital unmasked, like, and I liked like the creepy, like, I think he had a prosthetic on his face. But his mask reminded me a little too much of Babyface from The Hills Run Red, which I think came out around the same time. Yeah, and so like the one thing that kind of kept playing in my head was like, oh well, that looks like Babyface, but not as cool. It's a total product of its time, though, and I always like seeing that. I didn't really care about the characters that much, but this was much more of me sitting back and just, you know, waiting for the body count to rise and watching cool kills. And there's plenty of cool fucking kills. Great gore, great practical effects, no CGI, no bullshit. Awesome fucking ending. I had a good time with this one a lot.
What about you, Pugs? Was this a first timer?
No, actually, I had seen it before. I just forgot. you know how that goes.
Like, did you see these in theaters?
No, I didn't get to. I saw this with Evil Ed. But I would have if they played it here or if had I known. They played at the Lamley or something. Anyway. Yeah, this is really cool. It reminds me of like House of a Thousand Corpses. Like this could be a prequel, really. Like if it took place in that ride. Yeah, the killer's cool. The kills are cool. I actually do like most of the cast. I didn't like the tall blonde guy. But other than that, I liked everybody else. So when like the reveal comes in, I'm like, oh, that hurt my feelings, but this is kind of cool.
So, did you?
Yeah, I dig it.
Did you pop for Todd as the orderly? Come on, let's go mess with the girls. It's more fun.
It's one of the perks, yeah,
because that's me. That sounds a lot like someone else. Someone's projecting.
I'm it's a okay. Perk
of the job, that's all.
Well, I'm just gonna say I'm gonna be the fucking turd in the punch bowl.
Oh, really?
Yeah, fucking Meadow Soprano still can't act for shit. Either can Sandlot Ginger, and I have zero connection to Sandlot. I was an adult when that came out, so
I
any
don't really either
but... any you know anything to that's immediately just thrown out the window. I won't spoil who, but the killer is totally okay. Well, I don't want to give too much away. I'll just save that, but. Yeah, cool setting, cool kills, but I did not like the characters enough where I was annoyed while watching this.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised you don't like it more. Yeah, no, it's a good time. It really is. It's always fun to set something there. And of all the places, like if I could live a while in a different period of time, you know, 42nd Street, I always bring up, but definitely like old school, like dark ride era, sideshow era before everything got, you know, all PC. I would love to just spend times in some of the old OG ones, and Jersey was known for that on the boardwalk. So yeah, this is a good time.
But our Long Beach ones had real dead bodies in them, so you could kill that noise. The West Coast ones are better. That's right.
Oh, I would beg to differ.
How many dead bodies did you have in that Coney Island one? So let's move on.
That's just because of you, Todd. That's
those bodies were there since like 73. It definitely was 3 years before me.
We'll see.
It is hard to contribute.
Okay. Time machine, Todd. All right, so we can rate this. Yeah, let's rate it. Good, gory, fun, great location. It's not an elite slasher, but it has every. It's a good time. I give this one a 3.5. What say you, Todd?
I'm a 2.5. It's average.
Okay.
There's enough of the setup made it tolerable, but yeah, this I liked it better the last time I watched it. I'll be honest. But I will also be honest and say I had quite a few 40s in me.
Pugs. So,
I'm going to go 3. It's cool. This is about average.
And Kruger.
And I'm a 3.5. I really like this one a lot. I could totally see myself revisiting it. So
cool. All right. So that's Dark Ride. Let's get the stats here and see if it makes the cut.
Okay, up for elimination, we have Nightmare, The Dare, Girl House, and Dark Ride. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Oh, go okay.
I still say we keep it as is. Just because Dark Ride, I liked it a lot, but I don't think it bumps out any of the killers on my list right now.
Okay. Pugs?
I happen to agree. As is fine, but I wouldn't mind if Dark Ride eliminated the Dare at this point.
Okay. Dan?
You're killing me, Smalls. I'm sorry, but Dark Ride's got to go.
This tells you how much I did not really like Dark Ride. I am too, and that's going into the Dare, which I don't think is really a slasher. Her Dark Ride unanimously gone.
You keep Dominic alone, you motherfucker.
I like it. I think it's more pornography, torture porn, but...
Yeah, but he's a total slasher with the mask, the origin story.
We're gonna have this conversation, trust me, on the next episode. So just hold your thoughts. I feel a debate on the next one. So okay.
All right, guys. Well, for the hat, good night.
Well,
spoilers, dude.
Do we have spoilers? I didn't have spoilers. Does anybody have spoilers?
I had some stuff. I wanted to talk
about. Cool. Okay. Well then. Wait, hold on. Spoiler warning. If you do not want to hear spoilers, get the fuck on now. All right. Thank you for listening. And yeah, that's your warning. Okay. Yeah.
I just wanted to say there was a fucking like head bisection that looked awesome. The gore I thought on Dark Ride was really well done, and that's what made it stand out the most for me. Also, though, the twist when it was, you know, the Sandlot kid, I kind of knew he was going to be part of it because they didn't, you know, really hide it that well. It was kind of, you know, predictable in that sense. And also, though, the way that our killer gets taken out was fucking badass. When he fucking hits the wall spikes, that was pretty sick.
Yeah. Yeah, I think this one is underrated. It's going up against some heavyweights, unfortunately, but so not much of a run. Yeah. But yeah, it's one of the ones worth going back and checking out from the After Dark April.
I was thinking, you know what? Maybe next Halloween we'll tackle those
After Darks.
That would be so fucked.
But I'm just going to say this right now. We should probably start recording next week. There's a lot.
Right when
October's done, we got to start prepping for next year.
Yeah.
Then maybe we'll stop being so stressed on how much we're going to do.
Dying Breed is a good one.
Maybe that's what we're doing with the other show. We're recording those for next year. But
all right. So no more spoilers?
No, that's it. Pugs, you want to take... Oh, peace out. Good night. There you go.
Stay sick.
All right, namaste. Follow us on all the social media bullshits. Happy Halloween.
And I'll shine.